When it comes to marketing, a great marketing strategy is layered. So there are multiple elements that work together to help get you in front of your dream clients. And all of that is to help get them to know, like, and trust you more. So blogging essentially is just one of those elements that you can use strategically to do this. So a lot of photographers always assume that blogging is for SEO. While there are a lot of SEO benefits to blogging, it is just a factor. If you can change your perspective and use your blog as a resource for your clients, you're going to find it a lot easier to utilize those blogs to elevate your client experience and get yourself in front of more of your dream clients.
I am so excited for you to hear today's interview with my very good friend, Danielle Blewett. She is a wife, a mom of two, and a Pittsburgh family photographer, a marketing expert, and a business coach for photographers. Danielle was able to leave her 9-to-5 and scale her family photography business quickly using only organic marketing strategies. Her wildly successful photography business was built without doing in-person sales, paid advertising, or weddings. Danielle shares practical tips and strategies with other photographers for growing a profitable and sustainable business through her signature marketing ecosystem framework. So in today's episode, Danielle dives so deep into how to create a blog that is not only for SEO purposes, but also is used to support and educate your ideal clients and get them to do marketing for you. So I cannot wait to dive into today's interview. Let's get into it. Hey there, mama, and welcome to the Organized Mom Photographer Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Freehan, and this show is for all you mom photographers out there on a mission to enjoy motherhood while building a thriving photography business you love. I'm a productivity and motherhood coach, brand photographer, podcaster, wife, and a homeschooling mama saved by grace. So I can totally relate to the never-ending to-do lists, late-night editing sessions, and the endless messes that we'll one day miss strewn across the floor. Join me every week as we dive into the strategies and mindset shifts you'll need to prioritize, organize, and streamline your life and your business. Gone are the days of sitting on the sidelines, overwhelmed by the challenges that come your way. It's time to take serious action, confidently step into the role as the CEO, and embrace hard things for the sake of growth. Mama, if you're ready to stop feeling like you have to choose between being a present mama or a successful business owner and finally feel equipped to do both well, then you're in the right place. Hey, Danielle, welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you here today and cannot wait to talk to you about the importance of blogging and what photographers can really expect getting started and how to really utilize their blog in the best way. But before we get started, I would love for you to take a sec and introduce yourself and let the listeners know who you are, who you live with, and what you do.
Hi, Ashley. All right. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be chatting with you today. My name is Danielle Blewett. I am a Pittsburgh-based family photographer. I am a wife and a mom to two not-so-little ones. My kids are 7 and 9, which just boggles my mind where time is going. I also work with photographers to help them grow successful, profitable, sustainable businesses. And I do all of that through teaching organic marketing strategies.
That's awesome. I love it. I am so excited to have you here today, Danielle, because I truly believe that blogging is so powerful. And I think it's underutilized by a lot of photographers because they're really nervous and they're really scared and they don't know where to start. Or they maybe have made it more complicated than it really has to be. Mm-hmm. So I'm just really excited to kind of break this down and simplify it. Because when I had you at my summit, I felt like you were so clear about how it doesn't have to be hard, right? Mm-hmm. We overcomplicate it. It doesn't have to be crazy. And so I would love for you to just take a sec and kind of
let our listeners know how they can really get started if they don't have a blog yet, and how much time can they expect to spend?
Okay, so honestly, when it comes to blogging, like you're right, there's so much overwhelm, and so many photographers get in their heads about blogging and what they should be blogging. So there are a few things that hold people back from getting started. One is they don't really have like a plan or a strategy in place on how they're going to use their blog. Or maybe they don't know what the value is in like why they're doing it, why they're investing their time there. But one of the very first things that they need to do is get past like the tech barriers, like just simply getting started. So just like anything else, the hardest part of anything is just getting started. So if you take anybody who's listening, if you don't have a blog yet, if you take any sort of action today, I want it to be this. I want you to put the work in to familiarize yourself with setting up your blog on your website. So what this means is, now I know whether you're using Wix or Showit or Squarespace, they all work a little bit different, but familiarize yourself with just getting it going. So that usually just means, you know, designing a blog landing page and a post page. You don't actually have to show this. So, you know, getting started and doing this step doesn't mean that it needs to be live on your website. You can have those pages live, but not linked from your main menu. So basically, it's like a hidden page on your website until you're ready to actually do something with it. So when you do this first step, you're eliminating the excuses or the obstacles that are kind of standing in your way to kind of keep pushing off blogging. If you don't do this, then it just adds to the weight of, you know, the project, like making it feel like a bigger burden getting started. So just take it one step at a time and just start your blog.
That's so good. I think a lot of people listening right now too are probably feeling a little relief where they're like, okay, baby steps, right? Like step one, just connect the blog, right? Like we're not asking you to put out 10 blog posts tomorrow. Like just baby steps. First step, connect the blog.
I mean, that's all projects. Like anything that you do, you know, if you look at the overwhelm of the whole thing, it's hard to get started. If you just simply, you know, take the first action step to get it going, then you're in good shape. You're making progress.
So good. Okay, perfect. So after they get started with connecting their blog, what would you say is the next important step?
Okay, so that's a great question. So now we can start talking about sort of like the practical ways to incorporate the blog into your business and do it like strategically and streamlined. So when it comes to marketing, a great marketing strategy is layered. So there are multiple elements that work together to help get you in front of your dream clients. And all of that is to help get them to know, like, and trust you more. So blogging essentially is just one of those elements that you can use strategically to do this. So a lot of photographers will often make the mistake of assuming, I hear it all the time. So a lot of photographers always assume that blogging is, you know, for SEO. So while there are a lot of SEO benefits to blogging, it is just one of the pieces of blogging. So SEO, as we know, is a long-range strategy. So it's not something that will give you an immediate return. So this is what deters a lot of mom photographers from starting blogging, because when you're really, really busy, it's hard to invest your time into something that's not going to give you an immediate or a clear return. So if you can change your perspective and use your blog as a resource for your clients, you're going to find it a lot easier to utilize those blogs to elevate your client experience and get yourself in front of more of your dream clients. This is like a loaded question.
I know. I love it. We're tracking with you. I love it. It's layered. You already said that. So we're good.
So there are two in my business. There are two types of blogs that I utilize, and they are two very different types of blogs. So there's the sneak peek blog, and then there's what I would call like a resource-based value-packed blog. So if we're going to start with a sneak peek, this is one of my absolute favorite ways to tell photographers to get started with blogging. It is one of your best resources for free advertising. So if you don't know what a sneak peek blog is, it's basically a blog post that includes all of the highlights, like a curated feed of the highlights from a session. So this is something that you're going to share with your clients before you deliver their full gallery. Now, doing it like that makes the sneak peek valuable in so many different ways. So whenever you are taking all of your best images and you're curating your favorite images, you're controlling the images that you want to be shared. So we have all been there whenever we have a client that gets all of their images and, you know, there's always a handful of images that you're like, oh, I'm not really sure if I should include them in the gallery or not. Those are always the ones that they share. So by doing a sneak peek, you're actually taking all of the images that are your best editing style, your best use of light, your best composition, the best moment, your favorite images, and you are putting them together in a blog post. So you're controlling the images that you actually want to be shared. Another thing that it does is you're delivering this before the gallery makes it to your clients. So what you're doing is you're leveraging the excitement from that session. So people are the most excited right after you shoot the session. Like that is when they are most likely to share photos. That is when they are anticipating like the rest of the gallery. So it is taking all of that excitement and giving your clients something that they can share with their friends and family. So when they're getting this blog post, you're saying, you know, we got so many great images. I'm so excited to share the sneak peek with you. Here's a link to your sneak peek. They have a physical link that they can actually take and share with friends and family. So when they are doing that, you know, if they share that on social media, that is basically getting their entire network of friends and families, driving them to your website. So it is a very shareable marketing piece that is basically free advertising for you. So it is driving people to your website. If people come to your website and they realize what you do and they like your work, now you have the opportunity to connect with so many more people. And it's free.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is gold, Danielle. So good. I have so many questions. Can I ask a few follow-up questions?
Okay.
Because I'm just putting myself in the listener's shoes right now. And I'm going to ask what I think they want to know. So how long after the session do you post the sneak peek?
So typically I tell my clients, you know, in the next few days, I'm going to be sharing a sneak peek with you. It's some of the highlights, some of my favorite images from your session. So I aim to deliver within 3 days.
Okay. What about how many photos do you usually include?
Typically, if it's a mini session, I do these for all of my sessions. So I do it for mini sessions, full sessions. If it's a mini session, I try to limit to under 10 images.
Okay.
If it is a full session, sometimes I can't help myself and I'll share up to 20 images from that session.
So good. And then do you put like copy on this also? And do you worry about the SEO? Do you also include like where the photos were taken or kind of how do you do the copy?
Okay. So that is such a good question. So to answer your first question, yes, I'm not just sharing images. I'm actually writing something about the family and I keep it pretty short. A lot of photographers kind of stress over what to write. Trust me, I know it's a little bit stressful trying to figure out what to write. What I do is I usually have some sort of intro. If it's a newborn session or a family session, I'll make some general, I'll write a few sentences, like a general comment about like the season of life. Mm-hmm. Then I include a few sentences about that family and maybe something unique that happened at that session. I'm writing just a few short paragraphs. I'm not stressing too much over it. But what that does is that is embedding a whole bunch of keywords mm-hmm. into that blog post. So not only are you getting this free marketing piece that's driving a whole bunch of people to your website, it is keeping your website active, which is important for SEO. It's embedding keyword-rich content into your website, which helps with SEO. So if you figure if you are blogging every single session that you do, you are, you know, just building up all of the SEO juice and telling Google or telling the search engines what it is that you do. So you can use location names, you can use, you know, whatever niche you're shooting. There's a whole bunch of opportunity for using good keywords in those blog posts.
That's awesome. That is so valuable too, because I think, so I know as a photographer myself and also as an educator, I feel like a lot of photographers might be confused because they're like, well, we've heard that blogging about your sessions are dead and nobody reads them. And like what you're saying is you're not using these in the same way that you would use the resource ones. So even though you can get the SEO juice from Google, maybe it's not going to draw in a bunch of people from Google. Maybe these yes. specific blog posts, that's not their intention. And so I think what Danielle's saying is these are more valuable from a marketing to, you know, your local network and their network versus the Google SEO juice, which is coming in the next type of blog post. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly the point. Like using the sneak peek is utilized as an advertising medium. It's an element to help give you something give something to your clients to help mm-hmm. them advertise for you. Now, one of the bigger questions a lot of people say, a lot of times whenever people think about blogging about their sessions, they're doing this months later. They're doing this after the session has already settled, after the excitement of the gallery delivery. And what happens when you say, okay, I'm going to blog my sessions, which, you know, usually you'll see that when a photographer's, whenever they get into like the slower season, that is when you will see a lot of photographers blogging about their sessions. However, I am here to encourage you, implement the sneak peek into your workflow. You're telling your clients that you're going to deliver it within the next few days. By doing the sneak peek, it holds you accountable to yourself for getting the work done. So when you have that as a step in your workflow, you have to get that done. It kind of forces you to write these session focused blog posts.
Ooh, I just thought of another question, because this is something that I teach my students is like when you are out at the session, do you like as soon as you get in the car after you're done, do you kind of like take notes to like remember maybe like things that were brought up at the session that you could again reference in your blog post? Because I know for me, like sometimes I forget what happened or what mm-hmm. that funny thing that was said or something that I really want to remember. So is that something you do? Do you ever like take notes afterwards of things you want to include?
Every now and then I will. Sometimes I'll get into my car and I'll write myself an email mm-hmm. knowing that, you know, if it was something that was really memorable or funny or cute or something that I, you know, kind of inspired, like a cute way of saying something in a blog. But yeah, that's I used to do that a lot in the beginning.
Now it probably is more natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. That just made me think of something else because Danielle and I are Voxer besties and we just Vox each other all the time and share about our business. But I love Voxer for my own personal like notes to self. So if you haven't downloaded Voxer, definitely do it. And you can voice memo yourself. And you could also just tell, you know, remind yourself of what happened at the session so that when you go home to blog about it, you can just re-listen and then be like, oh yeah, I totally forgot. That was so funny. Or I wanted to mention that in my sneak peek. So I wanted to throw that in there too, because I'm always looking for ways to help me be more efficient by remembering things. And my brain is not always, it's not always accurate.
So you're the one, you introduced me to Voxer. So I did not know that.
Oh, you didn't know about the notes to self?
Nope. Now I know. No more emails to myself.
Yes, I'm horrible. Yeah, I was supposed to tell you that. Yeah, it's one of my favorite features. I also like just send myself like random messages sometimes of things that I need to remember. Maybe you do that with your own husband or something. Like sometimes I'll send my husband like, hey, I need to remember this address. And I just like pop it in there. Yeah. But now instead of that, I use the Voxer notes to self. So just so y'all know. Okay, I did have one more question about the sneak peek blog. Do you, when you send this, kind of give us a little example of like, what do you say about the sneak peek? Do you give them a recommendation of like, hey, I would love for you to share this out on social? Or do you give them any guidelines of like how they can use it?
Yes, actually encouraging people to use it is, or encouraging people to share it. Mm-hmm. Is a great idea. So usually I project my excitement through my text messages. So I text all of my clients and I'll usually say something along the lines, oh my gosh, I am so excited to share with you a sneak peek. And then I'll usually say, if you are excited about your photos or if you love what you see, please feel free to share this with friends or family. I just kind of give a gentle nudge.
Yeah.
To share it.
Right.
Typically, so if you track your analytics, anytime that I deliver sneak peeks, I can usually see a direct impact. So I can see traffic. I can see an improvement in traffic anytime that I do a sneak peek.
Yeah, that is so cool. I love that. I have another question, but I'm like, maybe I'm looking at our notes to make sure I'm not like giving away something later. And maybe you do talk about this, but I know at the summit you mentioned this, so I'll just put it in here. Do you have any way of capturing leads when they come to that sneak peek blog?
I don't necessarily directly. At the end of every single blog post, I will have a few links out to other related blog posts. I don't have, that would be a smart idea to integrate though.
You were the one that told me that. I thought you had either like an inline join my email list or stay up to date with like what's coming. You know what I mean? Like to grow your own email list. Do you have something like that?
So I do. It's embedded in the footer of my website.
Okay.
So yes, it does exist. I guess I was thinking in the body of the actual blog post, but no, okay. The footer of my website, I am always collecting leads, always building in the email list. We know that is so important.
Right. I love that. And that's what I was going to say is if you're going to be utilizing Danielle's strategy, how can you also layer in, because we're talking about layered marketing strategies here, right? Mm-hmm. How can you layer in the allowing them to get on your email list? And one thing too that I think would be helpful is creating a pop-up on the blog post. And maybe you don't have the pop-up like right away, but maybe if they scroll down like 2/3, or, you know, you can see that they're actually reading the blog post, maybe it would just pop up and allow them to join your email list. And there could be some sort of, you know, lead magnet that you have that would attract them to join your email list. So maybe they're going to become the first ones to know about your, you know, fall mini sessions that are coming up. Or I really encourage photographers to change that regularly so it pops up with relevant information instead of just having the same thing all year long. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that would be a good idea, or do you think that would deter people from the blog post?
No, 100%. That's a great idea. Because anybody that you don't know who's coming to your website, who's looking, if it is a, you know, a family that has a broad network of, you know, friends that are all in the same exact season of life, you definitely want to sort of leverage your exposure to them or your visibility. So yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay, awesome. I'm glad we're on the same page about that, because I was like, I feel like that would be a good idea, but I don't know if it would like detract from the actual post. So
100%.
You're definitely more, I actually never really blogged much when I was focused on photography. And then when I did, I didn't really utilize it in the best way. And I didn't really understand the importance mm-hmm. of how to do the sneak peek. And I was similar to what you had mentioned earlier. Like it would be like weeks later after I delivered the photos and I wasn't excited about it as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. And I got backlogged with clients. And so I was just like, well, I'm not going to do that. Or I wouldn't show a client that I didn't really enjoy shooting. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can speak to that too, of like, was there ever a time, because I'm sure now you're far along enough in your business where you're attracting your ideal client, but mm-hmm. maybe at the beginning you weren't. And did you ever have sessions that you weren't as excited about sharing?
So there are, you know, especially whenever you're getting started, there are times that I will have a family that will show up that doesn't fit, you know, what I would call like my dream client. Maybe they're not wearing, you know, they're not a portfolio type client that I'm going to put on the homepage of my website. Do right, I exactly. still blog their session? I do, because that doesn't mean that they're not going to be just as excited about seeing their photos or sharing it with their friends and family. When it comes to those ones, maybe I am not advertising them as much, because I actually take those sneak peeks and I share them with my audience to continue to drive people. You know, anybody who's considering hiring me, they mm-hmm. want to see the work that I'm doing. So they want to see yeah. the different locations. They want to be inspired by different, you know, outfits and whatnot. So maybe I'm not as actively yeah. sharing those ones, but I still that definitely, yeah, share them.
That definitely makes sense. Thanks for clarifying that. Okay, so let's kind of talk about, now that the photographers here understand that they need to connect the blog and just get it started. Yep. And they understand the layered strategy here, and they understand the sneak peek blog post. Can you share with us a little bit about the resource and value posts that you like to create, and how do you come up with those ideas, and give us a little bit of like background on that?
So these are probably, whenever people think of blogging and they think of SEO, it's probably more, you know, these types of blogs potentially. So I like to think, so this is where some people get in their heads, they get overwhelmed. So basically, I like to use the blogs as a way of giving my clients value. So if you think about creating blog posts that will serve your clients, so you can answer questions that they have, you can write blog posts that help them prepare for a session. You can basically anything that you can think of that your clients would benefit from, you can turn into a blog post.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. So you're going to kind of collect either like frequently asked questions that you're getting or other questions that you think might be helpful or other content that you think might be helpful. I think that's such a great idea. And maybe like keeping a list of these ideas somewhere would be helpful. Do you do that, Danielle?
I do. Basically, any question that comes across, whether it's location-based or how to prepare or what to wear, there are so many different things that you can think of, like when you actually start paying attention to the things that your clients need from you. Mm-hmm. And yes, you can, I write down all sorts of ideas. I have more ideas than I have time to write and share. Yes. But the beauty of creating these blog posts is you can use them so much in your business. So I will take all of these blog posts and use them to serve my clients. So whenever an inquiry comes in and somebody's asking me about, you know, I have a first birthday coming up, not only will I answer, you know, by sending them to my investment page, but I'm going to send them, hey, by the way, I know that you're interested in a first birthday. Here's a blog post that I created on tips for how to prepare for your first birthday session. I use that. It as, I use it as a resource often. So I am constantly directing people to these blogs to help them in different stages.
Yeah, that's so helpful. I love that so much. And I think also like even asking some of your past clients of like, what was the hardest part of planning for your session? Or what kind of information do you wish that you knew about photography? And kind of ask them for some ideas also, because sometimes other people have great ideas of things you never even would have thought of. So I think that's helpful too.
I mean, that even right there, what you just said, what you need to know, what you wish you knew about preparing for an in-home session.
Yes.
Stuff like that. Like that would be a great blog post.
Yeah. I think there's so many options, but I think we as photographers get in our own head of like, oh, well, I don't really have anything to share. Like I probably nobody would be interested in that. And I think that is something that's going to hold you back. So if that's you right now, really letting go of that and allowing yourself to just explore and to experiment and to try things and understand that not every blog post will land. Not every blog post is going to get a ton of traffic, but as you are practicing, you are just trying and you're growing and you're getting better. Right. And I think that's the goal. That's the important part in this episode that Danielle really, and I want you to take away from this is it doesn't have to be complicated, that sometimes we just make it complicated. So if we can kind of let that go, let the control go of everything being perfect and just putting stuff out there, I think that's really going to help.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Okay. So the next question that I kind of want to talk about is, what are some of your favorite ways to utilize your blog? So we just talked about actually doing the sneak peek, which I think is amazing to drive traffic to your website and to be that free advertising piece. But what are some other ways that you like to utilize your blog?
All right. So whenever we were talking about marketing and all of the layers, so when you create these, especially these resource-based blogs, you are creating almost like a foundational piece that you can use and weave throughout the rest of your marketing efforts. So we all know that email marketing is so, so important for like an overall marketing strategy. Creating an email list of basically like your fans, an audience that is most likely to hire you. I like to use these resource-based blogs as an anchor for that. So every single month I send out an email to my email list and I lead with a blog post. So a lot of people shy away from email marketing because they're like, well, I just don't want to be too salesy. But if you change the narrative there and use your email marketing to serve your clients with content, they won't even, it takes away the whole notion that you are there, you know, basically to book sessions. So if you are leading your, we'll say it like a monthly email by saying, looking for the best fall locations for your next family photos, people are going to click that because they want to know. And now they are engaged with your emails. They are clicking through your emails. And then, you know, underneath that, then you can say, hey, by the way, here's a few updates on, you know, that I want to share with you. I am launching mini sessions in 2 weeks. Sign up, you know, here, whatever. So it kind of is like sort of like the introductory piece that you can use to serve your clients. And then after that, you know, it makes it a lot easier to connect with them.
Yes, that's so, so helpful and so powerful. And I think that is another stuck point for a lot of photographers is the whole email marketing piece where they're like, I am so overwhelmed with life and my clients, like I can't even imagine adding this other layer. But I think what it really comes down to and what what I share in my program, and I'm sure you share this in your programs also, is you have to, there comes a point where you really have to decide what is worth your time. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of photographers spend too much time doing things that are not really moving the needle in their business, right? They are focused on location scouting, and they're maybe filling up their client closet, or they're, you know, scouting all these like cute little props to have. And I'm not saying any of that is a bad thing, but when it becomes the focus and you're not focused on the anchor pieces of marketing, that's why a lot of photographers struggle to get more business, because they're too tired putting all their time and energy into other things that maybe are not as powerful mm-hmm. as blogging and email marketing are. And so these things are definitely more, they do take a lot longer, you know, to get started, and they do take time to maintain. But these are the things that are going to create that sustainability in your business. And that is what every photographer is looking for. I've never met a photographer who doesn't want sustainability and who is over the feast and famine and who really wants consistency in their business. And this is truly how you get the consistency, is having anchor content in your blog that you can refer and point people back to. And what will really help you also stay relevant when you're, you know, sharing about this, you have stuff to share on social media, right? Because I think a lot of people get stuck there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, creating these blogs, you can leverage them so many different ways, whether it's email marketing, you know, sharing them on social media. Another thing that I started doing, a lot of times when you see, you know, different Facebook groups, when people are looking for photographers, sometimes it makes me cringe a little bit, because whenever you see somebody post, hey, I'm looking for, you know, a referral, and you see it happen in a group, and there'll be 50 comments instantly. Everybody's mm-hmm. dropping their name, they're tagging a friend, they're linking to their website. But if you change that up a little bit and you say, oh my gosh, you're expecting, here's a blog post on how to, things to consider when you're hiring a newborn photographer, you're going to automatically stand out.
Yes.
So out of all of those people, and you are serving. So, you know, sometimes people don't automatically know what the value of blogging is. The value of blogging, it is elevating you. So we're all in a saturated market. We have tons and tons of photographers everywhere. I don't care where you are or mm-hmm. what market you're serving. There's a lot of photographers. Like, but the market's healthy. Like, there's a need for photographers. However, it's all of these little things that you can do, all of these layers mm-hmm. to your marketing, that will help you stand out in a saturated market. So, you know, using it to serve your clients and elevate their client experience and arm them with all of the information that they need to feel prepared and confident in a session with you, that's what's going to help your clients refer you out to other people. They're going to say, my photographer is amazing. You have to check her out.
Yes, absolutely. I agree 100%, because if we can move beyond just a photographer and we can really connect with our clients and we can serve them and treat them like we would treat our best friend, mm-hmm. that is how our business is going to continue to grow, because they want to shout us out. Yep. So I love that you pointed that out. Thank you so much for that. Before we end our conversation today, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you're like, I wanted to make sure we put that in? Because we did kind of jump around a little bit from our notes. So I just wanted to make sure that we covered everything you wanted to mention.
I think we covered most of it.
I think we did too. That was so fun. I love that conversations never go like totally as planned. And I always have extra questions in there that I don't prep my guests for. So she did so great, like just on the fly answering questions. But would you, before we end, will you share with everyone where they can connect with you, how they can work with you? I know that you have a new program out, so feel free to share about that and how they can find out more information.
Yes. So I am on Instagram at Danielle Blewett Photography. That's probably where I am the most active. I have a brand new built-to-book marketing program for photographers. It is a comprehensive program all based around organic marketing strategies. So building all of the elements of a solid marketing ecosystem that will help you build a sustainable business. And I actually have a blogging toolkit for photographers. If anybody is interested in sort of, you know, if they want to get started with a sneak peek, or they are trying to figure out what to write or how to format the actual content of those blog posts, I have a blogging toolkit that we can link, that they can go and get some freebies, get some help, and get started on those.
That's awesome.
Just get started.
Yes. I love that. That's the goal of this episode. Just get started. Do it messy. It doesn't have to be perfect. Like, I think we just have such high expectations of ourselves. And it's so important that we just allow the process to happen, right? Our first blog post is not going to be probably one that we are excited about 5 years from now, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's just like when you took your first photo, you probably cringe when you look at that. But you had to start somewhere. So thank you so much, Danielle, for being here. I will be sure to link all of that information in the show notes so that you guys can check it out. But thank you for spending a portion of your day with us, Danielle. This was so great.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, Mama, was that not the most incredible episode? I absolutely love how Danielle makes everything so simple and so practical. And I hope that you are going to take all of her strategies and implement them into your own business, especially the sneak peek blog. That is such a genius idea, and I don't know why more photographers are not doing it. So I highly recommend stealing her strategy and getting your clients as excited about their photos as you are, and allowing them to do some of the heavy lifting marketing for you. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to take a screenshot of it, share it out on Instagram, and tag me at The Purpose Gathering and Danielle at Danielle Blewett Photography, and I will be sure to link all of her resources that she mentioned in the show notes below and all of her social links so that you can connect with her and check out her website and her program all about marketing for photographers. As always, Mama, I am here rooting for you, and you are not alone on this journey. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Organized Mom Photographer podcast. I hope you enjoyed our conversation as much as I did. As we end our time together, remember that you were created for more. You can do hard things, and life is about more than just surviving. To become a part of our free online community of like-minded, ambitious mom photographers, head over to thepurposegathering.com/mamas. That's M-A-M-A-S. We would love to come alongside you and support you on your journey. If you found value in today's episode, I would love for you to take a minute and leave a review. Your review would mean so much to me and help more mamas just like you find this show. I'm seriously so proud of you for taking time out of your busy day to invest in your future. Together, let's link arms and make a lasting positive impact on our families and communities. You've got this, Mama. And until next time, remember to slow down and savor every moment of this beautiful journey called life.